Part A.
Welcome to our talk today. Our topic is daylight saving time. To speak about the subject, we have invited George Foster, a historian and proponent of DST. Thank you for taking the time to speak with us, Mr. Foster.
It's a great pleasure to speak to you about this subject.
Please tell us what daylight saving time is and how it got started.
Certainly. Daylight saving time, or DST, started in the U.S. in March of 1918 as part of the war effort. It was basically implemented in order to save gas and oil for an hour each day. Back then, they needed the gas or oil to light lamps. DST was stopped in 1919, but some cities, such as New York City, kept the practice going.
The National Daylight Saving Law was again instituted during World War II, wasn't it?
Right. But after the war was over, states and cities started and ended daylight saving time whenever they wanted.
That sounds very confusing.
It really was chaotic, as Time magazine called it, a chaos of clocks.
Oh my. How did things go after that?
In 1966, the Uniform Time Act passed, and the entire country had to start and end DST on the same days. There are, however, some American territories that do not observe it, American Samoa and Guam, for example. And two states, Arizona and Hawaii, do not practice DST either.
I heard that there are moves toward new legislation that will allow states to decide if they want to keep the practice going.
Yes, at the moment there are about 13 states that are considering the legislation. The problem is that we will have chaos. Also, 48% of Americans do not think DST is helpful at all.
And you are part of the percentage that thinks it is a good thing, correct?
Yes, I am in that 33%, which is the minority. I think that DST improves safety on the roads and stimulates the economy. It also makes people healthier.
In what way?
Well, studies show that more daylight promotes more outdoor activities. And I also think we can save on electricity costs by having more daytime as well. Moreover, people tend to get off work earlier and have more time to go to shops and restaurants during DST, so consumer spending is up. The list goes on. There are so many benefits to having more sunlight for a longer period of time.
I would think that it would cut down on crime as well.
That is also true. The research shows that robberies are cut down by 7% during DST, as we know that most robberies occur during nighttime hours. Also in daylight, witnesses can easily identify criminals, and more thieves are caught during DST.
You make a strong case, Mr. Foster. How about the economic point of view? I believe that having fewer robberies saves a lot of money.
Yes. Studies show that an average of $60 million is saved when there are fewer robberies.
Interesting. Who came up with the idea of DST?
Many say it was Benjamin Franklin, who suggested that the French wake up earlier so they could use sunshine instead of candles. But most of my historian colleagues agree that ancient civilizations were also using daylight saving time. They found some ancient Roman water clocks that suggest it.
Fascinating. We're now going to take a break and then start our debate with Dr. Loretta Stein, who is the head of the Put DST to Bed organization.
I look forward to hearing her point of view.